Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Eldon Dahl as my special expert guest. Eldon Dahl, Doctorate of Natural Medicine, founder and Chief Executive Officer of Life Choice Limited, graduated as a naturopathic doctor in 1988. His pathway towards natural medicine was a result of witnessing family members struggle with cancer and recognizing that environmental toxins and nutrition correlated with the disease process. Eldon has 3 decades of experience in the naturopathic and natural healing industries. He spearheads all health-related research into medical conditions, specifically anti-aging and chronic disease treatments. Eldon's philosophy is simple: educate and provide therapeutic medicines that work equally to allopathic drugs without the side effects. Eldon attributes his success in the industry to not compromising on core values and using the highest quality raw materials in all his formulations. His mission statement of healing the nation one person at a time really says it all. Good morning, Eldon, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Thank you, Corey. It's my pleasure being on your show.
Now, you've been in the industry a long time. You're a key player. You're, in fact, a pioneer. You know, I don't know if you've been awarded that award that the CHFA offers yet, have you?
It's a little political, isn't it?
No doubt. But anyway, you should be in those ranks. I consider you to be someone in the know. This is really a great opportunity to share your expertise and insight with our students. First of all, before we get into the insight that you have to offer, tell us a bit about yourself. Where are you from and why you decided to pursue a career as a healthcare practitioner in natural medicine?
Well, thank you. I'm in beautiful Cochrane, Alberta, at the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. I was born and raised in BC and moved here about 10 years ago. And I was, how I went into the industry, I was raised really going with naturopathic doctors as a child. My mom took me to naturopathic medicine. I was on a prenatal formula from a naturopathic doctor. So it was a natural pathway for me to take. Really, my pathway really was altered at the death of my 10-year-old cousin, Linda, from cancer, and I was 10 years old. And at the funeral, it really impacted my life, seeing somebody that young die from cancer. And it really shocked me to the core. And I have to say that experience is really one of the deciding factors for me for pursuing natural medicine.
Yeah, it's a great field. It's a wonderful field. It's so reliable for long term. Now, what are some of the principles that you live by and teach as a naturopathic doctor?
Well, I would sum it up pretty well by prevention. To deal with the health issues from a state of power rather than a state of weakness. And this is where natural medicine really is in a nutshell, is trying to prevent something from happening. And if something is there, then you deal with it on a holistic manner, not treating the symptom, but treating the core issue where it stemmed from.
Let's get into your diet a little bit. How do you eat? Like, there's a lot of controversy, a lot of confusion, a lot of ifs, ands, or buts, and people disagreeing and challenging each other about what they eat, others that don't want to talk about it. Do you have a friendly relationship with food? And tell us about your relationship with food.
Well, I think food is, let food be thy medicine, Hippocrates said over 2,000 years ago, and medicine be thy food. And food is critical. The old saying is, you are what you eat, is very true, especially in today's age where we're having things that have been modified and genetically manipulated and altered with the hormones. I really believe that's really what's causing the disease process that is hitting America and, well, really the world today. So for me, I buy organic and everything I can get my hands on. I read labels very religiously. Water is extremely important. Clean water. So I drink a minimum of 2 liters a day, flush out the system. You have to think of it almost like if you're going to do a load of laundry and you use a cup of water, how are you going to flush out the dirt from your clothes? The same is when you take water into the body, you need to flush out the system. And that's why 2 liters of water is extremely important. And of course, I don't eat any farmed salmon or any farmed seafood. It's hard to avoid some of the contaminants. Wish we come up with the labeling law that would demand that. But food is very important, and I think that having your proper oils, having your proper, the cleanest food possible is essential.
Agreed. Yeah, that's great. And that's, it's kind of simple, isn't it? Now, whereabouts are you on the continuum of time? Like, I just turned 60, and I'm thinking a lot of positive thoughts. I'm happy to be alive, lots of energy, and I've got lots of things in my mind I want to accomplish. Where are you in that regard?
Well, I got you 1 year. 1 year senior to you. Now, I believe that age is just a number. It is really how you age. That's the most important. And really, my whole push for anti-aging is to avoidance of premature aging.
The term anti-aging is in your bio, so let's get clear about that, because people say, well, that's ridiculous. Nobody can stop aging. Everybody is oxidizing and dematerializing, and we're all going to die. So how can we have an anti-aging program? That doesn't make any sense. What do you mean by that?
Well, of course, as we know, aging is a normal body function. The opposite of that is death. So we don't want that. Aging is biological by your age or chronological. And a biological age means how your body is. I see some people that are 40 years old and they look like 60 or 70. I looked at these people that are vastly obese, like 60% of the U.S. population and 50% of Canadians. And I say, well, you know, these people are putting extra stress on their system. You could prevent that form of aging. So there are things you could do to slow down the aging process. I've developed some formulations that have been actually tremendous for what it can do. Because this is my pursuit. I've studied anti-aging effects with some of the key principles in the world, taking conferences in Monaco and all over the world with renowned minds, and develop formulas based on the strategy of really to open up the pathway, the neurotransmitters, to slow down the aging process from advancing. That's where we are aging quicker than we should in this day and age.
Right on. Now, before we get into some of these great products, I definitely want to get into that. Tell us about a life choice and why you moved from clinical to, you know, manufacturing, formulating, distribution. You know, I've got some experience with that. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of regulation issues and licensing and management of people. So tell us why you went that route.
Well, I guess it goes back to my early days when I was in practice, when I graduated as a naturopath. The products that I was trained to use were unavailable in Canada. Everything was illegal here. Back then, when you went to a naturopath, a doctor, you went to a doctor because it was your last resort. You've exhausted the medical route. This is back in the early 90s. Today, that's much different. People go there in a way of prevention. And so when I had all these sick patients come to me, I had nothing to offer them. Nothing. I mean, what was I going to give them? The diet, of course, but these people were stage 4 cancer. These were ALS patients in wheelchairs. I had full-blown AIDS. I had neuromuscular disorders, MS and Parkinson's and you name it. These people needed something more than just the diet. They needed to get the nutrients in there that the body was lacking and to put on a whole protocol. And so what I did is I started to order raw materials from Germany, Japan, and started to bring them in. And as my patients' needs required, I compounded in my office for their needs. And this developed in time. And so we had a sales rep that at the time that he was working with other naturopathic doctors. And when I told them what I was doing, other naturopaths found out about it. And it wasn't too long that that we were supplying the formulations I was doing to naturopaths across the country. And this was really the beginning of the Life Choice brand. And I had to make a decision. You know, how do I see my patients? Because I was very hands-on. I would do all of my testing. I'd do everything on them because I really wanted to take care of them. And at that point, I had to decide either I'm going to stay with just my practice, or was I going to go into the professional side? And instead of reaching 10 to 15 patients a day, I would be reaching hundreds And this is what led me into to the field of producing natural medicine. And let me tell you, in retrospect, sometimes I had my moments where I made a mistake because the government, they don't like us, especially back then.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the issues you have to deal with now? And what are some of the changes that you would like to see made that would help protect our industry from what some people perceive, you know, Health Canada, they see it as a friend, but in fact, that's not necessarily how we see it, is it?
No. Health Canada and we, I've had from the constitutional lawyer, Sean Buckley, he was actually cross-examining one of Health Canada, one of the top people in Health Canada under oath, and said to him, well, you're here really for the betterment and the health of the people. And he corrected him. He says, no, we're not. He says, well, I want to let you know that we're not here for that. We're here to uphold the law. And so this is where people come into play, where they think, well, if there's a health issue, Health Canada is going to step in and try to protect the, you know, the citizens from harm. But really, they are upholding whatever constitutes in the law of the day. That's what they're going to maintain, whether it's for the betterment of health or not. And so what they're seeing in the health industry is a real shift. And they're trying to put us into the same category, which we already are. We're in a subclass of over-the-counter drugs, but they want to put us in a full class, so there'll be no distinction. And then so this is what Health Canada is proposing right now. I think the people are unaware that the hundreds of millions of dollars we poured into NPM licensing could be gone, and they're going to change it to a category where you'll have NyQuil beside melatonin. And we can't say, if you don't have clinical studies for your melatonin, you can't say it's good for sleep.
Right. Yeah, that puts a lot of pressure on you. And of course, what you're saying is that you yourself personally have to do those studies, or you have to find the studies that have been done, and do they have to be Canadian? Can they be international? How does that work?
Well, they could be, depending on the level of the claim. So if you're going for, there's three stages, like just regular food grade, then dealing with food products, then you don't need so much. When you start making any type of a claim of helping, like pain management, or if you're mental illness or things like this nature, then you're going to need higher standards of evidence for clinical evidence. And you can use what's in the marketplace, but the marketplace is fairly limited on natural remedies because they can't patent it. There's no return on investment.
Would you agree that we have better quality control here and the U.S. has more freedom to distribute a broader range of products?
Well, we have a quality control here, somewhat. We do have a regulations that they have to attain to. U.S. is basically on the back of the manufacturer, and they can do what they like until they get caught. But here, what you have to do is you have to have a standard of evidence. And you have to produce it, and you have to stand by it with an NPN. It's all legislated. But the issue here with our quality is they do not talk about the sourcing of the raw materials. I don't hear any supplier talking about the sourcing of how they source the raw materials.
And why do you think that is?
I think it's because they don't want to open Pandora's box. I think what's happened today is China entered the marketplace in the mid-80s. And when they came in, they started to produce products that were much cheaper. Like an example is amino acids. Everything when I started out was by fermentation process. So a fermentation process uses a natural plant base, either sugarcane or something, in a fermenting broth, allowed to proliferate, giving you 30 enzymes in the formula. Enzymes make it bioavailable to the cells, which we call free form. And what China came in is they started to produce chemical extraction. So what they would use is, as a starting base, they would use either sewage sludge, duck feathers, horse hair, or human hair. And from there, they would use chemicals to pull out the amino acid profile. And then they would try to wash the chemicals out. And it was a quick process. It didn't take long. Fermentation process, like making miso or beer, it needs time to ferment. And it needs to proliferate. And when that happens, your enzymes become active. So when you do a chemical extraction enzyme, or the enzymes are only about 3 to 5. So here you have two products sitting. One is by fermentation, one is by chemical extraction. One is bioavailable to the cells without conversion, whereas the one that is by chemical extraction needs to convert and look for enzymes that are missing to absorb to the cells so it's not free form. But the price difference is, like, we make L-tryptophan, and we get a USP pharmaceutical grade by fermentation. We pay $280 a kilo. What you can buy for the Chinese material is $28 a kilo.
Right, so the consumer doesn't know this. And when you buy a bottle of tryptophan from whatever brand name, that doesn't tell you where exactly it came from. Or no, in your case, are you allowed to say it's fermented? And can you make these statements of truth on your label or in your literature?
We do. We put right on the front of the label, we say USP pharmaceutical grade, which we have, and fermented and non-GMO. And it's vegan because it's coming from a vegan source. The other ones are not vegan. They are not vegetarian. They're coming from either an animal or human source from the hair. And no one wants to open that door, because if you do that, how are you going to compete on the shelf? Our products are much higher on the shelf than the others. But when you're paying 10 times or 100 times the price for your raw materials, 28 to 280, then, you know, that's a big thing. And same with our melatonin, we paid $1,200 a kilo US opposed to $200 from China. Now, this is the difference that the consumer doesn't know, but then they say, well, I take vitamins, I don't really feel the effect. You know, there's three types of grades of material out there. There's feed grade, food grade, and USP pharmaceutical grade. And the stuff you buy, and the cheap stuff, and vitamins are from feed grade.
That's great insight. Now, let's get into some of the products, because I know you've got some good ones. I noticed DLPA. I haven't seen that around lately. You talked about tryptophan. I see that you have lysine. So go ahead and just sort of unload and tell us about your product line. And another question I was going to ask, do you have a sales force? How do you market your products? Who has them? Where do you find your products?
Well, they're available in most health food stores across Canada. The Life Choice brand is dedicated to the health food industry, so you won't find it in mass. We have a Doctor's Choice line that is specifically to naturopathic doctors. We have a distribution through Purity Life. We have distribution through Christmas Natural Foods. And we have our sales force out there, too, that educate and do trainings. So you'll find them from coast to coast. So they're available, and we have a great website at lifechoice.net. It's very, very informative. Each product has a video there. I give about a 2 or 3 minute video, and I'm sorry for the sound because I have a background and I'm re-recording them just to tell you. But the product line, as you asked, we formulate them based on health conditions. So women's health, men's health, pain management, mental health. And so we go into various levels like this. And so for the immune system, anti-aging, we have HGH. Now, the HGH is plus is an amazing product for really slowing down the aging process and stimulate the body through the pituitary gland to release growth hormone in minute amounts in a homeopathic sense. And with the energy level, when a male hits an age of 40 years old, they lose muscle mass. Without doing anything else, just the aging process will hit that. We have so many testimonials where people say when they hit 40 and they go on HGH for 6 months, their muscle mass is regained. That's quite amazing. And then we have Fiery Male for the males. It's a male hormone product to balance the hormones. Energy is tremendous. So even though it says to take 3 a day, it's can used for an aphrodisiac too for men. It's like a natural Viagra type, but for great for bodybuilding. Start with a lower dose. We produce medicine. When you source for USP pharmaceutical grade, take smaller amounts, get your body to use to it, and work your way up. Don't take them like the other brands. We have adrenal grant, the real adrenal. We bring it from New Zealand, from bovine, pure grade, from grass-fed, no antibiotics, no hormones. We do a melatonin that is Melipure, we call it. It's USP pharmaceutical grade and patented without the side effects that you'll find with other melatonins. And this is because the pathway is different within the brain. because ours starts with L-tryptophan. It's a known serotonin releaser. Then we also have, for the immune system, thymus. People don't really know what thymus does, but thymus, when I was in practice, we used to give this to AIDS patients because they were suffering from T-cell dropping. This is because of AIDS affects the T-cells. And thymus, the T for thymus means T. So thymus is for the thymus gland for T-cell production. And when you take that for immune system, it is quite amazing. So when they're giving people all these vaccinations for the flu, you take a thymus gland, you take a vaccination, I'll tell you who's going to get sick and who won't.
Right on. What have you got for inflammation, like the athlete who's played sports, banged their arm or their leg, or they got an inflammation, and then carry that on to the silent inflammation caused by eating bad fats? Have you got something for that?
Well, here we have the best. It's called DMSO. It's a medicinal grade form of DMSO, and it's an organic sulfur compound. And it is extremely powerful. It's a transporter. It can go down into the sixth and seventh layers of the dermis. And it can take away the inflammation at that point, block the nerve endings, and start to heal the tissues. And this is one of the greatest things, because there's a lot of products out there to block the pain receptors, but it does nothing for healing the tissues. This is where DMSO works extremely well. And we have a medicinal grade, because the stuff that they use for the vets is solvent grade. And you don't want to have those type of impurities into the body, because it takes it deep into the dermis. So this is where it's very important, the quality of the material that you use. And when you combine that with a product called Sweet Relief Cream on a 50-50 level, Sweet Relief is a 12% MSM with capsicum and eucalyptus. So it's got the hot and cold plus the MSM with the DMSO. You can put that on extremities, those that have, say, diabetic neuropathy, and you'll see relief within 15 minutes.
Yeah, tell us about the DLPA.
DLPA is an oral painkiller, like nothing else. It's an amino acid. It works by building up within the tissues. So you can't take it like you would an Advil and take it and say, I'm going to get relief right away. DLPA builds up in your tissues over time. So you'll get the highest concentration after about 7 days. We've had a pharmacist, and he's tried everything. He had access to all the drugs. And he wrote us a testimonial, it's on our website, saying that when he had full-blown shingles, his back was all inflamed. He took three times a day of the DLPA, 500 milligrams a day, and it controlled his shingle pain like nothing on the pharmaceutical side without the side effects. So this is very good for osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, for any pain that's on a constant basis, chronic pain. And one of the three Americans are in chronic pain. One of the five Canadians are in chronic pain. So this is a very, very huge issue. So I recommend to take probably one or two a day just for maintenance if you're a sports athlete out there running a lot. It helps for your recovery. It helps for your mental focus, because it helps to calm you and give you a focus, and it controls the pain within your system.
What about new product development? Do you have anything in your mind that you're working on or that you want to bring to fruition for the new year?
Yeah, we're working on a product right now to pull out the heavy metals from the body, and it's going to be called Claw. And Claw is the first of its kind oral chelation formulation. And we see that lead is a major problem. Mercury is a major problem. Even a newborn child, if they test the child, he has heavy metal toxicity. So at that point, pregnant women, when they test them, they are the milk that they're giving has heavy metals. We become toxic in this environment with bisulfates and the Roundup and all the chemicals, the lead that's abundant. And, you know, we find that the lead is even in, we see that on the news a couple of nights ago, that even our maple syrup, U.S. have a testing ratio of 11 parts per million. Ours is 500 parts per million. And the U.S. said that we won't buy your maple syrup unless you put a warning that it could contain lead. So it's something we take pride in, liquid gold, we call it, and yet it could have a lead content. So this is very troubling. And so the Claw will come in there and pull and vasodilate the blood vessels and to pull out safely the heavy metals from the brain tissue, which is causing a lot of mental issues and depression, and from the arterial walls.
Right. And you've also got some nice botanical remedies as well. I noticed I saw Kava Kava in your lineup. What other herbal remedies do you have?
Well, we have B-Complex, the first of its kind that's plant-based, organic. So it's from spirulina, from shiitake mushrooms, from various forms of different vitamins or from plants and fruit and vegetables. It took a long time to convince Health Canada that we did not need to have synthetic vitamins to give you your B vitamins, because everything on the market today is produced by synthetic Bs. And so we finally proved it after 2.5 years to get our licensing for it. And then we were having some phone calls saying, how come when I take yours, my urine doesn't turn yellow? And sadly, what they're looking for is actually the release of the vitamins that you should normally be absorbing to your cells as a sign that this is a good product. But it's the complete opposite. If you eat a steak, you don't look and say, how come my urine isn't yellow? Because you're absorbing your bees.
Good point. Good point. Now, there is a future speculation that's kind of negative right now. Many of the scientists say that we're living in a sixth extinction event process. You know, we've got, of course, the hydrogen and atom bombs that can blow us up, and we've got climate change, global warming. We've got issues of war, and this goes way back. So how do you yourself remain positive, and what is your vision of the future? Do you see ourselves getting ourselves out of this mess, or is it going to get worse to get better? What's your take on that?
I think it's going to get worse to get better. Unfortunately, we're still in a state of apathy. We still believe that the system will protect us. We believe in the science. We don't question. We don't use critical thinking skills. And this is the issue. I think what we have to do is focus on what we can control. And what we can control is our environment for our loved ones and family. Outside of that, it's we have to limit our exposure to things that could cause us toxicity. And so you have to really watch how much Wi-Fi you have. You have to watch what kind of food you eat, the water you drink, the chemicals that are in processed foods. And people are carrying a lot of bacteria on them. So when you're in crowds, take your thymus. I definitely do. Anytime in a crowd or travel, I take thymus before and after to build your T cells up. I do believe that there is hope, but when we have those that are leading today with such testosterone levels being released, and we see that we're really not protesting like we should. I mean, we protest for the stupidest things, whereas we're not protesting to say, how come childhood cancer in the last 40 years has risen 25%? How come infertility for male sperm count in the last 40 years has dropped 50%? How come we see that where we had 500-1 where autism back in the 80s, but now we see by real statistic-wise, they say 1 out of 24 is going to be autistic. And according to Dr. Stephanie Seneff, which has run 170 different studies on the issue, clinical studies, she says by 2025, 1 out of 2 children will be born autistic. Why aren't we protesting that?
Right. These are philosophical deep thoughts, and they're very important. That's why I love this field, as I'm sure you do, Eldon. It causes you to self-reflect and take a step back and examine yourself. Now, someone said that in order to fix the world, we have to take the same approach to what a naturopath would do to help somebody who comes into the office and says, you know, Eldon, what do I do to change my life? What can I do to get better? And so what would your response be to that?
Well, I say that exactly right. We change the world first by ourselves. And it's our mental attitude, really balanced. I believe that we are triune beings. We're body, soul, and spirit. We can't forget the spiritual aspect, which connects us all as one. I think that really the bottom line is everyone wants to have a certain form of peace in the world, even some of the leaders. But, you know, you look through history and we see that there's always been repeating itself. I say prevention is the key. What we need to do is look for ways to find solutions rather than to further stir up the pot for agitation. I see that we're coming into an age where women are going to start to rule. They're starting to take their place. And I find that is a good thing. Maybe they won't have so much testosterone building up. They may look for ways of a solution rather than to go what we're doing here. I'm not sure, but it is something we can focus on as seeing that there's a great movement rising up. And people are, I think, with the social media becoming aware and they're speaking out, things that would never be made to the surface are becoming, like the Me Too movement has been massive and quick, and the retribution was swift. And this is where I say the hope is because they can't shut us down. The truth will get out there. And I think as collectively, as a society, if we focus and focus on healing the nation, healing the world, looking at ways that we don't pollute. We can do that in our own backyard. You know, so we start at home and it resonates abroad.
Eldon Dahl is a naturopathic doctor. He's the founder and CEO of Life Choice and is just rich in knowledge and dedicated to education. And I just want to thank you for the work, the hardship, the dedication, the consistency that I've seen in you for these many years. And as one professional to another, I just want to extend my full compliment to your effort. And also, everyone listening, let's check out that site. Let's get to lifechoice.net, have a look at all of the information, and to find a reliable source of dietary supplements. Eldon, we thank you very much.
Thank you, Corey. It was my pleasure. I wish all your listeners well. And I think that by having the focus, being open-minded and listening to things, interviews like this, we can make a change. So thank you very much and all the best to you and for the work that you're doing.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. 433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.